and there were bonfires at every street corner and all along the shore, I did not join in the festivities. My spirit was low, and I was still weary from our long journey, so I stayed in my room. Neva has her own small chamber adjoining mine. Puzo rests in the hallway. My other guards are posted throughout the villa. I never tire of listening to waves breaking on the beach. My suite faces the bay, and a breeze comes in through a window above my bed. Oh, how sweet are the sounds and the scent of the sea! This lovely similarity to Alexandria makes me all the more homesick. All day I've been looking out at the bay. Father promised that his ships will come for me in a few weeks, on their way to Egypt. He also promised that I will not have to return to stinking Rome. Near midnight, after my large hourglass ran out, I was still too restless to sleep, so I stole out to walk along the beach. Breaking waves looked like lines of white foam. In the moonlight, I could see a fishing boat anchored in the cove. It moved up and down as the swells rolled under its hull, and there was someone on deck pulling in a long, gray net. The beauty of this evening and the familiar tang of salt